Congo man is an African. He makes a special music, and we'll move it along. African music, wherever you're from, you'll never lose it. The rhythm is strong, but Congo music will move you along. Music, and we'll move it along. African music, wherever you're from.
That sound is a creation of two South African musicians, Johnny and Sipho. By the apartheid law of averages, that combined effort by black and white should not have happened. Yet today, a white musician and his black musical partner from totally different backgrounds have got a group going that has caused not a little stir in racially torn South Africa. The name of the group is Juluka, a local word which translates roughly as sweat from struggle. The group's history is also the story of a 15-year-old friendship between Johnny Clegg, the white boy, and a black migrant worker, Sipho Mchunu. Clegg was born in England 32 years ago and moved to Johannesburg with his mother when he was six. Well, for the rest of the story, let's just eavesdrop while Johnny talks to our man in South Africa, Subri Govender. He first describes how he met Sipho.
I had been playing African Zulu street music since the age of 14. I'd learned the rudiments of Zulu language and the rudiments of Zulu dancing. And I had, at the age of 16 when I met Sipho, had already built up quite a big network of friends amongst the migrant labourers. Zulu migrant labourers from Msinga and Mawumvini. He had heard a lot of stories. You see, by that time, there was a bit of a myth about me. There was this white boy playing, you know, Zulu music and dancing and carrying on in Johannesburg. And he had come from Durban. And he wasn't too sure about this. And the street music tradition is very competitive. You compete with each other, and there's a kind of informal rating, you know, like... he and a few other guys were at the top of the league, so to speak. And then you'd meet at these informal competitions on street corners and at the migrant labour hostels on the weekends, and you'd play, you see. And then the audience would be around there, and you could see, and the musicians could see who had actually outplayed everybody. And then we would call it Ugunduma. There's no real sort of prize. It's just fame, word of mouth, that Johnny Clegg was a good guitarist, you see. So there's a lot of these names that were flying around Johannesburg at this period, and one of them was my name, you see. And I think it was more because I was a white man trying to play the music than because I was a skillful player at that stage. And Sipho suspected this was the case. So he wanted to come and just have a quick little competition with me, you see, informal. So he came to my flat. I'd just come back from school. And he stood there playing his guitar, and whenever I heard a guitar on the street, I'd rush out and say, you know, how's it, who are you, where are you from, I also like this music, do you want to come in, have a cup of tea, let's play a bit, and then I'd record, or I'd play something for him, and we'd swap techniques, whatever it is, I might take his name down, and I'd visit him, etc. So I built up a very big network, and I saw this guy standing under the tree there, so I thought, geez, that's incredible. Went out, said, hi, how are you, and he said, sure, I'm fine, and are you Johnny? I said, yes. He said, I'd like to, do you want to play a bit? So he said, fine. He came to the kitchen. We sat down and we played. And I was just knocked out. But he was also knocked out, not because I was such a great player, but my genuine enthusiasm and love for the music. You know, it was something that we could really reach out to each other with.
So when did you all really get down to actually forming the group?
About a year later, because it was very informal. While I was playing with him, I was playing with Thomas Masigane, I was playing with a lot of other street musicians, Charlie Mzila. I was playing with, even now and again, with Pushugela. I used to see them all at Wemo Hostel. And we used to all meet and play. And it was slowly that as I started, not so much, he was a very good guitarist, but he was just, as a person, I just felt that I could be free with him. I could really, more than anybody, I mean, by the time I was 17, he was my closest friend, you know. We kept together every day. I would knock off from school and I'd go visit him where he was working in the garden, and we'd play. I'd help him sometimes in the garden as well, you know. And then at night we'd go off to the gambling dens or to wherever it is, or, and meet our age mates and play.
And fugitives, hooded eyes and weary brows, seek refuge in the night.
We played for 6 years as street musicians, informally playing clubs, playing street corners, you know, all the different sort of areas where street music is found. The hostels, university as well, used to play. We weren't allowed to play in public, of course, because it was a multiracial, it was a black and white duo, Johnny and Sipo, we called ourselves. So we were only allowed to play in private property.
So when did you all actually go public?
Well, we could only really go public around about 1980-1981. Even after that, in 1982 and 1983, we had shows closed down in the townships in Welkom and Bloemfontein, you know. We've always had it's always been a very difficult situation, but now we finally gained acceptance and the policies and that would change. But I mean, we went through a very tough time. Now, from 1967, 68, 69, 70, it was a really difficult period for Sipo and myself to be together, you know, even in the streets.
Because of the racial problems of
this
country.
Yes.
Your music gives the impression that you are playing, you know, the life and struggles and the pain and suffering of the black people. I mean, is this true?
Well, it's not just the black people. Jiluka started off as a first album, was looking at the life world of a migrant laborer. And it was just little kind of facets of that. Each song was a little kind of picture of what that was about. The second album was looking at the Zulu English, the Anglo-Zulu kind of connection. I'm English, so I decided that, you know, there's also quite a very prominent English culture in this country, and I'm very interested as a white African to provide some kind of direction for white English-speaking people in this country, because they are really... they have no roots in this country or in the continent of Africa. And for me, it was important that we start to explore certain events, crucial events, historical, cultural events, in the music especially, which would enable us to just critically reflect on who we are, where we're going, what we're doing in this country. And African Litany was basically a very, very much me talking to my people. The song African Litany, Impi, which was our big hit. It was about the Battle of Isandlwana, the destruction of the Zulu kingdom by the British. A few other songs were sort of centered around that theme. And then the third album was Ubuhlebemvelo. It was a kind of black working class album. A lot of people feel it's our best kind of album up to date as far as a nice, danceable and relevant album is concerned.
I noticed that you'll play a lot in... universities. I mean, is this because of the acceptability by young students?
Well, we play, I'd say 70%, 60-70% of all our shows are done in the townships. I mean, in December we play, you know, we were up in Giani in Kwankwa. We go right out to the rural areas, and our main following has always been students, intellectuals, and black working class, and not necessarily Zulu. In fact, our sales are much higher in the Transvaal than any other province. And we have a very, very powerful Sotho following in the Pretoria area and north of Pretoria, Hammanskraal. We sell a lot of albums in Mamelodi, in Soshanguve, and all those other places. The fact that we only broke into the white market after our fourth album, when Scatlings got onto the top 40 in England. Young white kids suddenly discovered there was a band in South Africa that was making it overseas, you see. Whereas we'd been going already for 2 years, 3 years, playing around. And that, with the Work For All album, broke us basically young white kids who are growing up in a different world to the world that Sipho and I grew up in. I was just looking at the concert in the park. It was where we held on the 12th of January, and there were young white kids there dancing with young black kids. That was never seen in my age. I could never have done that. It's a different atmosphere which they're growing up with, and they, more than anybody, young white kids, are looking for symbols and looking for some direction in their lives and in their culture.
So you feel Juluka is one of the symbols?
Yes, definitely. That is what they are latching onto.
A track from the album Juluka Men by the South African group Juluka. Before that, you heard the leader Johnny Clegg talking to Subri Govender.